What do you do when you have time on your hands? Lots of it. This is a real challenge in retirement. What do you do with all those hours? Decide to be your own boss and move forward with zero guilt and zero regrets. Tune in to Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio. We all have something special to share with the world, but many of us fail to use our innate talents to the fullest possible potential. Communities, cities, and nations grow stronger when everyone brings forward their unique gifts and talents to build and to create. We're creating with a freedom we never had before. It's not a trap. It's not a dream. You really are free. Time is your key to unlocking a life kept in waiting. Let's get started. There's no time to waste on Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe now.
I'm your host, Sharon Rolfe, and you are listening to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine, coming to you on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And our topic today is stretching the limits of who we are. And we'll be dealing with the world of work for mature workers. So my guest today has been talking about your bonus years as a time for possibilities and fulfillment. Pursue an encore career, new hobby, rekindle relationships, and deepen your connection with family and friends. So let's welcome Dr. Dorian Minter.
Minter.
All right.
Hi. I'm delighted to be here.
Good. Well, Dr. Minter is an author, a retirement consultant, a popular speaker. She weaves together her expertise in positive psychology, a subject I love, adult development and life planning, as she helps people navigate the second half of life. Through her business of revolutionized retirement, she hosts a free monthly webinar for professionals and the public on the fourth Tuesday of each month at noon Eastern Time, except for this month, and because it's so close to Christmas. So, Dr. Dorian, what are we going to be learning today?
Well,
and why is it relevant?
Well, I think what's important is we're living longer than prior generations. And so retirement really isn't the same thing that retirement was like in our parents' generation.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement used to be a destination. You know, you retired and life was shorter and you lived a little and you died. Now, the reality, as you mentioned, Sharon, is there's these bonus years that there are potentially 20 or 30 years post the traditional retirement age of 62 or 65. So this is a wonderful time of possibilities for people to think about, how do I want to live this next part of my life? Do I still want to work? Do I want to give back? Do I still need to work? There are a lot of questions to ask, but you know, you really can design this next stage of life if you choose to.
Design the next stage of life. Yes, I love it. So, and actually, our audience may include some people that are in transition. So we want to encourage them with the same kind of the choices are ours to make. And I'm kind of looking forward to another 30 or 40 years if you ask me.
Right.
So you use a term that I think is applicable to everybody, but we don't often think of it this way, and that is play leads to possibility. What's that about?
Well, it's a shift in a mindset.
Yeah.
If we think about it, there's an old paradigm of aging, which is that it's all downhill. And if you believe it's all downhill, there is a greater likelihood it may be downhill. But if in fact you can be curious about yourself, about things that you've done, about your skills, about, you know, your skills in all facets of your life. It could be hobbies, it can be parenting, if you've been a parent, it can be in work. But to think about things and to think in a playful way that, you know, if you choose and you still want to work or have to work, this may be a time to really think about doing it differently and letting yourself think a little bit outside of the box. which is, I think, an important thing to do. So I think being playful, taking risks, you know, we live in a world that's changing, and, you know, the work that you've been doing, if you want the same work, you may not find it because the world's changing so fast. So I think one does have to be thinking about enjoying life and being playful, being curious, being positive, in order to embrace and open to possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I never refer to myself as being old or using that as an excuse, because often it is just an excuse. And like you said, if we think of ourselves as going downhill, then yeah, that's true. That's what you want in your future. So I actually make these little art blocks. And today, I thought I'd just show this one, that you're never too old to have dream a new dream or set a new goal. And that's especially true as we're facing these end of the year time frame. And you've set some new goals throughout your life that have since we're talking about fresh courage, that you have to have courage in order to make some bold moves, don't you?
I think so. I think that mindset of not being afraid. And, you know, oftentimes people say, well, you got to be really careful and you need to think it all through. And I'm not saying not to do that, but I think sometimes we need to just put ourselves in situations and take a chance and learn from it. But the reality is that there is ageism in our society. I mean, we just can't pretend that there isn't. And so as older workers, or mature workers, it becomes important to really believe in yourself so that you can help educate other people. And one of the dilemmas with ageism that I found that I think is important is we sometimes, even without realizing it, have internalized some of the ageism. So, you know, even with notions of, well, I'm not old, I mean, it's as though old is bad. And, you know, some people often say, well, 60 is the new 40, 70 is the new 50. I like to say 60 is the new 60, 70 is the new 70, 80 is the new 80, you know, so that we're really embracing that at this point in our life, we've got all those years of life experiences. And if we can be proud of it and value it, and we may have to educate other people, but if you feel defeated, or if you feel like, you know, people are going to think, oh, she's whatever age, or he's in whatever age and can't learn anything, that isn't true. There are so many myths that we need to dispel, but we need to also dispel them inside ourselves, because sometimes without even realizing it, we buy into that.
Yeah. And that's your point, is we set the limit before somebody else does. So if we're not setting a limit on ourselves, then the likelihood of expecting it out from others is very different. So I love encouraging people to be curious, get curious. What's the best, and you say that curiosity is the best insight. The best insight comes from trial and error. So curious doesn't mean it has to be right or wrong. You're trying something to see what the results will be. So whether it's work or whether it's a hobby or learning something. Tell us more about that, Dori.
Well, I think, you know, many people talk about bucket lists. And, you know, what I like, and what I'm part of the Retirement Coaches Association, but also a certification program for retirement coaches. And one of the things that we have is a curious list. So it's a little different from a bucket list. A bucket list is often places you want to go to, which is fine. But I think it's often helpful to just make yourself a list of what are things that you're just curious about. Just like you were saying, maybe curious about learning a new language or playing an instrument, or curious about, you know, something you stopped doing years ago because there wasn't time for it, or curious about learning about a new culture or visiting a place. But often allowing yourself just to open, and that's where I think the playful can come in too. Just what are the things you're curious about? Because it's so easy to be stuck and to think, oh, well, I have no idea what interests me anymore. you know, I've been working so long, I just don't have any idea what is going to make the fire in my belly get lit up. You know? So mm-hmm. be curious. I think it's important to do that.
Well, and I was thinking when you look at what people, the regrets people have, oftentimes the fact that they didn't try something new is a regret.
That's right.
And I actually think it helps us stay younger by being curious. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely think so too. I think that, you know, through our last breath, if we can just be curious about the world and curious about how we kind of interface in the world. And, you know, oftentimes when we get older, we want to give back. So it's important to think about, how can I do that? What's my legacy? You know, how do I want to be remembered? We all want to be remembered. And I think opening yourself, to curiosity, to what are your skills, what do you like doing, what would you be just as happy not doing if you could have your druthers? But I think it opens yourself to you. And I think at this point in life, you know, it is helpful to reflect and think about, what are the things I'm most proud of? You know, what are some of the things I've learned from some mistakes I've made? We all make mistakes. And to let that inform you as you're kind of designing your life. It is a transition. There are endings, just as you had said before, whether you're leaving a job and looking for another, or if you're retiring, it's a transition, and all transitions have an ending, period of unknown, and a new beginning. So be curious about how you deal with transitions. How have you dealt with transitions before? Do you have more trouble with the end, with the unknown, with the new beginning? That can help you, you know, sort of think about, where am I going to have the most trouble in this job search or in this retirement journey that I'm on?
Yeah. I have started thinking about what might there be in conferences around my area that I could easily commute to and learn something totally brand new. Usually they're pretty intensive, but I could open myself up to a new subject. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Dorian a little more about this being curious, because it's a pretty powerful subject, and there's more to be said about being curious. I look forward to you coming back with us.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on The Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Being curious, and Dr. Dorian has a term just for fun and says that fuels experimentation. Talk to us about that today, Dr. Minzer.
Well, it ties in a little to what you were saying just before the break. And some of your listeners may or may not know about lifelong learning programs. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really important to know that we can be learners for our entire life. And that there are programs around the country that often, some of them are called Osher Lifelong Learning. Some are, I'm hearing an echo. I'll just keep going and just have the echo there. There are programs, Osher Lifelong Learning, or there are other programs through other universities. There's so many online courses.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So there's so many things that we can decide, gee, you know, I've never had time before to learn this, and I really want to learn it. And so I think it's just an important time in our lives to, just as you said, be curious and have fun. And I think part of the goal, from my perspective, is we don't know when the end is going to be, but we want to live our life and live it as fully as we can so there aren't regrets. There's actually a question that was influenced by George Kinder, who's a financial life planner. And, you know, he has three questions. I always modify and like the last question, which some people say, oh, I don't really want to think about it, but it's amazing how powerful it is. It's, if you went to the doctor and you learned that you only had 24 or 48 hours left to live,
yeah.
What would you regret not having said or done? Mm-hmm. That can be a very powerful question to ask yourself, because it gets you thinking about, I don't have to wait until whenever that time is, because who knows when it's going to be. If these things are important that I'm already aware that I don't want to regret, how am I going to build those things into my life now? And so I think it's important to think about that, because that can play into the being curious. It can be, I really want to learn how to play the piano, or I want to try and see what it's like to do some creative art expression, or I want to write, or I want to work in a different way, or I want to volunteer, or I want to have a different relationship with one of my children or a niece or a nephew or whomever. But it gives you often the kind of kick in the butt to recognize, you know, we don't have forever. And rather than worrying about it as much, recognizing how precious life is when we do have it, and to enjoy it. And I mean, you know, we have to deal with all the bumps in the road, and I'm not suggesting getting older is easy. There, you know, there are many issues that, you know, many of us have to deal with. But studies do say by the time we're 65, it's 30% genetics and 70% attitude, lifestyle choices, taking care of our body and our brain, spirituality, meaningful relationships. So those are parts we can control. And so I think being curious is one of the parts we can control, and trying as best we can to enjoy the life we have, which doesn't mean being Pollyanna or ignoring, you know, the ups and downs, but it's, you know, we all have things we have to deal with, but it's how we deal with it that I think really makes a difference.
Sure, sure. And one of my first shows, I talked about, have you forgotten who you are? And kind of relating it back to, if you were a whiz-bang science project person, maybe you still are, and just because you've raised a family or in the process of holding down three jobs or whatever, now when you're in transition, it's a time to remember, what were those things that I did at a very young age? Can I take it farther? Can I become a whiz at it even more than what I ever experienced? So that would be an easy way to get curious about possibilities that, oh yeah, I used to love playing the xylophone, and what happened to that love?
You know? No, that's a wonderful point. You know, so often there was something when we were younger and that we had to put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
You know, or there was maybe somebody we really admired, you know, oh gosh, I wish I could have done that like so-and-so did it. Now's your opportunity, you know, to open to that. Yeah.
Well, in fact, Amy Cuddy, another PhD lady, uses saying limitless inner resources are our abilities, our skills, our being open, being optimistic as a personal power that we can use to control our own state and behaviors. What do you like about that statement, Dr. Dorian?
I really like it a lot. And I think that, you know, it's the standing tall, you know, the being proud of who we are and what we've learned and the ups and downs of life. There's a lot that we as mature people, mature workers, bring to this world. But I think we need to stand tall and be proud of it. And, you know, Amy Cuddy's work, you know, she talks about the power pose. And I think that, you know, it's very important to think about our power. If you, you know, go in, you know, kind of feeling defeated to, for example, to a job interview or something, you're probably going to be defeated. But if you can feel proud and know that, you know, yeah, you may have to be educating, you know, the people interviewing you because they, you know, don't know what to do with somebody who's older, or you might be older than them, but just be proud of you, but not proud of yourself, but not kind of feel like you have to be a Miss or Mrs. Know-it-all. You know, I mean, I just think there's so much the generations can learn from each other. But starting with that sense of your own inner core, and your power and your value. And I think, you know, Amy Cuddy, you know, offers a nice opportunity to just think about that. And she even talks about the standing up and, you know, having that power pose and just feeling your strength. And sometimes the breathing, the centering yourself, the feeling that, you know, that inner core and inner strength can help you as you approach an interview or a volunteer opportunity or whatever it is you want to do in life. But embrace it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the movie, The Intern, was an interesting play on, yes, there's certain things he didn't know, but by the end of the movie, you realize how much judgment and manners and so forth. He was teaching the younger ones. I just got through reading also Wisdom at Work by Chip Conley, and he learned kind of some similar things that there's things I bring that the young people have not been taught. Right. And to value that you could add to their lives just like they're adding to your life.
Exactly. There's a synergy in that I think is so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, and in terms of, you know, technology, I mean, the younger kids grew up with it. And, you know, it's a myth, though, that older people aren't able to use it. But like, I consider myself at times technologically challenged. So I like to ask people for help when I need it. Because we live in a world that, you know, technology, you know, it's sort of bittersweet, I guess, in some ways, because sometimes people maybe don't make as much eye contact with each other. But, you know, even the technology of this interview today, I mean, it's really wonderful, you know, that we can connect with people and hear people and listen to people. And we can learn from younger people, but it is important to feel the pride of what you know and, you know, kind of what your wisdom is and what you bring, but to think in different ways, because if you think just sort of doing same old, you're denying yourself the opportunity of maybe the possibilities of new things you can learn.
Well, and it is valid that we don't often like asking for help.
Right.
You know, that's kind of that American spirit that says, I'm independent. Well, get over that and see yourself with confidence asking for help, because there could be reciprocity that you could, you know, in fact, you can make it a game, that playfulness. I'll trade this if you'll trade that.
Absolutely. And again, I think it's tied into believing in yourself.
Yeah.
And it's tied into experimenting and embracing these years and enjoying it. And as you say, really knowing that you have something to offer and you can still learn. You know, both parts of it are there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's see. You talk about the longevity revolution. Your website is actually called Revolutionize Retirement. Let's talk a little bit more about the possibilities that lie ahead with that, Dori.
So it ties into what I was saying earlier that, you know, we are living longer than prior generations. And by the time somebody reaches 62 or 65, the likelihood is of 20, 30, 40 years. And it doesn't mean years devoid of maybe chronic illnesses or even terminal illnesses, but still years that can be really full and rich for us if we let ourselves. Now, it's true, you know, we all age differently and it's harder for some people than other people. But I think it's important to believe in yourself and, you know, as best as you can to think about this period of time as a time to, as, you know, I say, revolutionize retirement. Don't view retirement, stopping work, as the end. It's the beginning of a new phase of life. And it may, a lot of people are working in retirement, as you said at the beginning, encore careers or, you know, different work, maybe in a similar field, but using skills in a different way. And many people, because we're living longer, really need to keep working. Mm-hmm. And so it's not even an option. And it is somewhat harder as an older person to find work, but it's not impossible. And we have to think in different ways, thinking maybe project work or the gig economy. I know many people who end up earning some extra money, you know, driving for Lyft or Uber, or a home as an Airbnb.
Yes.
I mean, they're, you know, or collaborating with other people or helping, you know, if you're a good driver, helping drive people to medical appointments. I mean, I like the expression that it takes a village to raise a child. I think it takes a village throughout our entire life, and we need each other, and we do need to ask for help and give help because, you know, we need to know who's going to be there for us, you know, as we get older. And I think that reciprocity with people helps if we can just be connected and develop community. Mm-hmm. Some of us, you know, there's some faith-based communities or senior centers or college campuses that have, you know, where you can take classes or lifelong learning. There's so many ways to be part of community. And I think you're absolutely right. It, you know, one has to learn how to ask for help, to accept help, and to give help. Mm-hmm. Throughout our whole life.
You have a term, living with the brakes off, that is a nice way to describe that, because we decide what stops us. And it's worth asking ourselves, do we have the brakes on in this area of life? You know, that in fact, one of the gig ideas that I came across just in the last couple of weeks was doing English as a second language in another country.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great idea that is, you know?
Right.
It may take a longer commitment, but
there are some places where, I mean, there's some programs that are longer commitments and there's some that are a little bit shorter. Mm-hmm. And I think if people are interested in that, that's where the internet is so fabulous. I mean, you can check on the internet and, you know, Google English as a foreign language, you know, in the countries, you know, and I think there's Volunteer Solutions, there's Experience Corps, there are a number of organizations where, you know, there are opportunities to learn to do that, and you can combine it with travel, or even in this country. I know people, you know, locally who just are loving their sense of community and being a volunteer of teaching people, you know, English.
At the libraries, yeah.
Libraries, right.
Yeah.
Different school programs. I mean, just look wherever you live, you know, look and see, use the internet, and you can check and see what's available. Sometimes there are umbrella organizations that help you find, you know, places for volunteering. And there are ways to find work where you also are making some money, as well as maybe volunteering. But it's a time to, as you know, I really believe, to embrace these years as a time to grow, learn, and evolve, and be curious and be connected. I think connection, engagement, and purpose and meaning are really the foundations of well-being.
Yes. Yeah. And even Dr. Dory did a TED Talk just fairly recently on this. And so that's expanding her, stretching herself too, isn't it? So
it we're going to... Yeah. Go ahead.
We're going to come back and talk about that a little bit more, because if you believe, anything's possible. Thanks for listening. We either live our life...
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
With the brakes on or the brakes off, it matters. And it even matters how other people accept us if we're looking for opportunities for work and even volunteering. So let's see. You make a term, Dr. Dorian, about what are you retiring to? So what do you want to say about that?
I love helping people think about what do they want to retire to. It's tied into what I was saying before, that the notion of retirement is really changing. And it used to be that people retired from full-time work. And, you know, when there were less years ahead, there was that image of, you know, going off to Florida, going somewhere where it's warm, although I guess you're out west where it's kind of nice weather anyway. We have, you know, winter right now, but where I am. But I think, you know, with the change and with people living longer, it's not a destination. You may be leaving the full-time work that you were doing. Or I think there's a parallel of empty nest when, you know, if you've been a full-time parent and your children are gone, it parallels retirement in some ways. And it's not the end. It can maybe feel that way because there's the ending and there's loss and there may be some grieving about what was, the community that you had, whether it was at work or as a parent. And then that unknown time, but then it becomes important to, you know, give yourself time to think about what am I going to, you know, what am I going to embrace? How am I going to use the skills that I have? If I choose to, if I need to or want to continue working, how am I going to go about doing that? If I am in a position where I don't need to work, what are the things that I really want to do? And what I have found is that, you know, for some people, there can be a honeymoon phase, you know, once they've stopped working, because maybe they've been really burnt out and they need to unwind. But more than not, what I find is after maybe a few months or a year, or maybe even a couple of years, often people say something's missing. You know, I just don't have that sense of purpose and meaning. I don't know what gets me out of bed in the morning. And that's why I think it's helpful, you know, to think about it if possible ahead of time. I mean, you can think about it once you're feeling those feelings. But, you know, if those of your listeners are in a position of thinking about retiring or have retired but haven't really kind of gotten into a rhythm of anything, it's helpful to let yourself think about what am I retiring to? And to do that, it's helpful to think about what did work provide? Generally, work provides a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
It provides some structure. If you're in a relationship, it provides time together and apart. It often provides self-esteem, camaraderie. So it's helpful to think, okay, if I'm not going to get that through work, how will I build that into my life? And it doesn't mean you have to super structure yourself, but it may be getting some ritual and routine of getting up in the morning for a walk, coffee, maybe working out. Perhaps deciding that there's another job that you want to do, or volunteer work or whatever, or just, you know, a day for yourself. I mean, it's just being more conscious and intentional about it so that it doesn't feel like by the end of the day you say, oh my gosh, I am so depressed because, you know, I just feel like I wasted the day. I mean, make it intentional. If you want to waste the day, enjoy doing that. You know, if you want to learn something, know this is the opportunity. And what's beautiful is there's so many things that don't cost any money. There are some of these, you know, programs. I mean, the online programs still isolate you somewhat, although some are set up where you can actually have interactions with people during the calls. The lifelong learning programs often have a nominal fee that you join and then maybe an additional fee to take courses, but often once you're a member of the lifelong learning programs, they, in addition to courses, they have kind of lunch and learn lectures. So you can, without additional spending, even if you don't want to take a class there, you can begin to develop, you know, new relationships, new friendships with people. Because that does change. It ties into what you were saying earlier, Sharon. I mean, it's an opportunity to begin thinking about the who am I if I'm not working the way I was or I'm working in a different way. You know, what's my identity? How do I want to see my identity?
Yeah, because if you were a project manager and you're no longer a project manager, what good feelings are you going to, or how are you going to get those good feelings of having built something or accomplished something when you're no longer going to work? So those feelings of problem solving or synergy, you can't create synergy on your own. You got to do it with someone. I love that term, or collaboration, because in the synergy and the collaboration, we create new knowledge and something that's never existed before. How cool is that? So I think part of the dilemma in our world is that we do lots of focus on financial planning for retirement, but there's this whole other loss of culture change where retirement coaches and putting your heads together with your friends of what they've done for retirement helps us create that whole new culture of here's the new extra years that we're going to use as a bonus.
Exactly. And actually, I mean, the timing, I think, of today is just perfect because as I mentioned, I'm part of the Retirement Coaches Association, as well as a certified retirement coaching program. But the Retirement Coaches Association has just come out, actually yesterday, with two new books. And I contributed a chapter to each one of them. One is called Out of the Box Retirement. And it is examples of people who are heroes, you know, different ways of thinking about retirement. And it's an ebook right now, and it will be coming out shortly as a print book. And the other book is called Right Sourcing, and it's for employees and employers. And it's also got many chapters really talking about sort of how to help employees transition into retirement. And I think maybe your readers might be interested in it. Both of them through Amazon. It's available as an ebook now for 99 cents. And the print books will be out, as I said, I think within a week or two. So it's just a brand new off the print resource.
Well, and one of the things I met Dorian at the retirement conference earlier this year, and there was a new term about phased retirement that might be worth talking about too, Dorian.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's not always available in all industries, right, but you shouldn't rule it out. I always say, you know, you got to ask, but sometimes people want to keep doing what they're doing, but not in the same way, not working as many hours. And so it becomes important to think about how many hours would you need to do the job or certain parts of the job. And many places do allow what's called a phased retirement, so that perhaps you start and you say, I want to work just 4 days a week, you know, or I'd like to work 3 days a week. And again, you can't know without asking. There are some places that allow you to. And one of the things that's so important is that the older worker, the more mature worker, you know, particularly if you've been somewhere for a while, you've got the history, you know.
Yes.
It's really important to know that and value it. And so part of what you may want to offer with a phased retirement is, I want to stay, I want to give up this part of, you know, what my role has been, but I'd like to be a mentor for younger people. And that can be such a valuable asset. And that way the history isn't lost. And so you can kind of build your job. And again, some industries don't allow it, but it's really worthwhile looking at it and even checking wherever you work to see, has there been a precedent? You know, has anybody been able to negotiate that? And if so, you want to mention that. And if not, you want to say, you know, I know it's not been done before, but I've been here for a while and you know me, I know you, and I'd like to see if we could experiment on that. That's a little bit of the taking a risk, having some courage, believing in yourself and seeing what maybe is possible.
Possible.
Possibilities.
Yes. Never too old to start a new goal or dream a new dream. Well, right. Dr. Dorian has done lots of things, and let's tell them a little bit about, you've co-authored several things. Tell us more about some of the other work you've done.
Okay, thank you. So I co-authored a book called The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together. And it's gotten a lot of awards. And some people say it's sort of like a counseling session or a coaching session in a book. There are 10 conversations, and there's fun work rather than homework. you know, to think about. And it's helpful if you're in a relationship, married or not, you read it and develop aspects of your own vision. Your partner reads it and develops aspects of his or her own vision. And then you work together to create a shared vision with different timelines. Hopefully that takes into account some of what you each want and need. I also am a co-producer of a book called The Career Playbook, Second Half Plays, which has, I think we have about 30 stories in it of different boomer kind of career, encore career situations, so it can be helpful for people to look at it. It's a free ebook that's available on my website, revolutionizeretirement.com. And I've also contributed to a number of other books. One is a Live Smart After 50 that was published by the Life Planning Network. And we collaborated together and have wonderful chapters on how to think about life after 50. And then there's a number of books. One is called It's Not Your Mother's Retirement. Another is 65 Things to Do When You Retire. And a sequel to that is 65 Things to Do When You Retire with Travel. 70 Things to Do When You Turn 70. 80 Things to Do When You Turn 80. So those are some of the books. But and then I just mentioned the most recent that is just out yesterday is the Retirement Coaches Association, the two books. One is the Out of the Box Retirement, and the other is Right Sourcing Retirement. So I've been involved in, you know, the writing, I do speaking, I do coaching. If people live in the Boston area, I coach in person or else on Zoom or telephone. And I work with individuals and couples. And I have, as Sharon mentioned, on the fourth Tuesday of each month, except December because of the holidays, I started in May 2012. I realized that I had met so many wonderful people from around the globe at various conferences I went to. And I decided to start a webinar series for both professionals and the public. And it's just been wonderful. It's free. You have to sign up the week before at revolutionizeretirement.com. If you can't be there live, i.e. at 12 Eastern or 9 Pacific or 10 Mountain or 11 Central or right this time zone, 7 o'clock Hawaii, you do get a recording link after the call. Questions can only be asked on the internet, but you can either phone in or be on the internet. It's not Zoom, so it's not video. There are sometimes slides, but if you are on the phone and not the internet, don't worry, because always with the recording playback, you get a copy of the handout, which are generally the slides, so you can see it. But I really encourage people. I've had some wonderful, wonderful speakers over the years. And I mean, you mentioned Chip Conley. He's going to be one of my guests in 2020. Mary Pfeiffer is going to be a guest in January. Ellen Langer. I mean, a lot of wonderful people who really have been, many of them pioneers in the field of adult development and aging. And I just encourage your listeners to, you know, come be part of my community and in regard to this fourth Tuesday webinar series.
Yeah, I think I listened last month to your guest from South Africa.
Linda Smith, yeah. Well, so good. I'm glad you were part of that. Good.
Yeah. So let me also mention that I can be reached at effortlessvitality.org. And my little art blocks are available on Etsy at the Quilted Petunia store. Hmm. And I have a Facebook channel, Sharon Rolfe or Effortless Vitality. So I want to thank Dr. Mincer for being here today. And let's see. Oh, we want to remind people about the 10 keys, the freebie that you have for them.
Oh, right. If you sign up on my website, you will get a little giveaway, which are the it's based on the Couples Retirement Puzzle book, but it's 10 keys to retirement. And it's really a list of resources that I like to help you with each of the areas and the questions. So I think you'll find it really helpful and valuable. And that's available to you if you just go to revolutionizeretirement.com and sign up. And that way too, you'll get announcements for the monthly webinars. And as I said, it's not this month, but it's 11 months during the year.
January, yeah. So I...
And if anybody wants... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to close by saying my guest next week is Greg Lavoie, and he's written a couple books that I think will be powerful too, talking about possibilities some more. I love that word. And having fresh courage to face some of the things that are hard decisions to make. But we want to encourage each other because love encouraging. So thanks for listening to Transformation Talk Radio today.
Ready to take some liberties and call some shots? I know I am. Join in next week on Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you still need some inspiration, let your curiosity lead you. Many still find their lives ruled by the clock, but you forge your own path. You are starting on a journey that will lead you outward, out of isolation, and inward to your true desires for life. There is no map where we're going, but let Sharon Rolfe be your guide in a new world of possibilities. Find your passion, find your reason, find your fun, and everything you dreamed of. Every week brings new insights and ideas to light your way and elevate your day. To learn more about Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe, please visit effortlessvitality.org.